News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a certified holistic health coach with a background in fitness and yoga. She holds a black belt in karate and is a certified kickboxing instructor. But it's her unique skills as a New York mixologist that earned her the title of the Healthy Bartender. Her latest book is called Zen and Tonic, Savory and Fresh Cocktails for the Enlightened Drinker. Welcome to the show, Jules Aaron.
Hi, David. How are you? I'm excited to be here.
Doing great. Well, it's great to have you on the show. You know, there's a lot of research showing that drinking alcohol in moderation actually has health benefits. You've taken things a step further and created drink recipes chocked full of wholesome botanicals and other healthy ingredients. What inspired you to write Zen and Tonic?
Well, David, Zen for me ultimately means well-being and feeling good, and I wanted to offer easy and delicious drinks that incorporated some of the most nutrient-rich fruits, veggies, herbs and spices that would really allow folks to feel good about what they drank without sacrificing flavor and pleasure. And I think that's what Zen and Tonic is all about. It's a cocktail book with 100 recipes with wholesome ingredients and drinks that are flavorful and delicious and that you can feel good about drinking.
Oh, that's great. You know, most herbal tinctures have an alcohol base to aid in absorption of their medicinal properties. Wouldn't the same principles apply when drinking alcoholic beverages infused with healthy plant-based ingredients?
Yes, exactly. And that's, you know, historically, that's what alcohol was used for. You know, they infused herbal properties that had medicinal qualities into alcohol-based tinctures, and that's where the first drinks actually came from.
That's great. So you're following the trend. So this is nothing new. You're just kind of introducing something that's been kind of forgotten about.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. You know, we hear so much about the importance of buying organic food. Now, in your book, I'm glad you covered this, something rarely talked about, organic alcohol. Why do so many health-conscious people choose organic food but don't think twice about the artificial ingredients in their alcoholic beverages?
That's a good question, and my book, like you said, I cover about 25. I list about 25 distilleries and companies that actually produce organic and small batch quality spirits. And if you're going to pay attention to what you're eating, then why wouldn't you do the same with your alcohol?
Exactly. And like you mentioned, you talk about organic options for vodka, wine, rum, whiskey, tequila. I didn't even know some of these things existed in organic form, so that's great. You do mention something about going organic, it decreases hangovers. Is that true?
I think it's about quality. And so, if you're not using processed sugars and artificial flavors and colorings, you are less likely to have a hangover, absolutely.
That makes sense. Yeah, now I got my copy of Zen and Tonic last week, and I have to say the recipes are easy to follow. The photography is like eyeball candy. One thing I found fascinating is the chapter on customizing ice cubes. Share with us how you've put a healthy spin on ice cubes.
Well, you know, it's very easy to do, and it just adds an extra boost of flavor to whatever you're drinking. So even if you're drinking a matcha iced tea, for instance, you can infuse your ice cubes. You can make ice cubes out of that same iced tea, add a little sweetener, maybe a nice natural sweetener like a honey, a raw honey, or a maple syrup even, a little maybe vanilla bean in there, and you've got an infused ice cube that you can just add to your drink that keeps giving you that extra boost of flavor.
That's great. You know, I grow my own wheatgrass, and I juice it, and I freeze the juice in an ice cube tray to enjoy during the week when I'm too busy to juice. You've kind of taken this concept to a new level, and you've actually, I was impressed to see that.
Yeah, that's great that you do that. Yeah, that's such an easy little thing to do. You know, you just juice whatever you're juicing, stick it in those ice trays, and you've got something really fast right there.
Yeah. That's great. And you've got a big variety of recipes. Like I said, I got my book about a week ago, and I made the green orchard last weekend. Folks, it's amazing. I used organic pear, apple, kale, lemon juice, ginger syrup, and vodka, shaken and strained. It was awesome, Jules. Are most of the ingredients found, I guess, in this book? Can you get the stuff at local grocery stores or health food stores to make them?
Yes. I designed the book so that it was easy for most people, no matter where they were, that they could find the ingredients in their local stores. And the few little things that might be harder to find, I actually have a resource page at the end of the book that lists online places where you can actually purchase it as well.
Great. Now, the green orchard took me maybe 5 minutes to make. Are they all that easy to make, or is there a few of them that take some time?
Yeah, that was also a very important aspect for me. I find that most books on mixology are a little bit snobbish, and I really wanted to break that down and make it accessible to most people. So it was very important for me to make the drinks very easy to make and that most people can make in just a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, and everybody always blames TIME. I don't have enough time. And same when I get recipes and cookbooks on this show, and it's like people just say, oh, I hear all this. It's going to take me 2 hours, and yours is 5-10 minutes. It's great. I'm curious, when it comes to choosing a healthy, low-calorie option, we hear a lot about, oh, the alcohol's fattening. Are there any types better than others? For example, is vodka better choice than rum, red wine over white, or all of it's the same?
You know, for me, it's about looking at spirits as a conduit into your bloodstream. And the healthier the ingredients you actually put in your drink, the more health benefits you get out of it. So if you're looking at it from that perspective, I wouldn't worry about, you know, sticking to vodka or, you know, gin or any other particular spirit versus another one.
Yeah, and a lot of these artificial chemicals and additives, they actually, they cause you to gain weight. So as we talked about in the beginning, organic it seems to be the key to that as well. Wouldn't you think that some of the ingredients, not necessarily the alcohol, but the ingredients in that alcohol?
Exactly, yes. It's all the artificial ingredients that your body doesn't recognize and has a problem processing.
That's great. I know when you and me, we met at the publishing conference, I think a couple of years ago, and you shared your idea of Zen and Tonic. Do you remember what I told you? You shared your idea? I said I said it was destined to be a bestseller. It's unique and offers a refreshing and healthy twist to these same old books on the market. So congratulations. I think it came out really great.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy.
Great. Now, last minute or so, we have anything else you want to share to help enlighten drinkers out there?
I can share a few recipes. I've got like with the summer months coming up, I've got like a few poptails in my book, they're basically popsicle cocktails, and I'm using in one of them I use matcha green tea, which is basically a very nutritional green tea. It's equivalent to 10 cups of a regular green tea, and so I just infuse that with some jasmine and pear, and it turns out delicious, and it's really refreshing for the summer months. I've got another one with mango that I add a little turmeric to, and turmeric, as you know, is a very great anti-inflammatory, and because of the poptail, you actually don't taste the turmeric at all, so it's a really easy way to sneak in some great health benefits.
Great. I'm glad you mentioned summer, because I know you have different recipes in there, and they relate to what's available certain times of the season. So you've got summer drinks, fall, winter, which is great. You had listed so many in there. There's enough in there for everyone to find something they love, even dessert drinks and so forth. So it's great stuff. Again, I want to thank you for being here to lift our spirits, and pun is intended there. You can use that, lift our spirits. To get your copy of Zen and Tonic, you need to visit thehealthybartender.com. That's thehealthybartender.com. And you want to be sure and sign up for Jules' newsletter. You can follow her on Twitter at Jules Aaron. And a podcast of this and all of our segments are available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And, of course, you can share them with friends, family. You can post them on social media or listen to them on the go. If you heard something you missed, go and hear this one again. It's there available for you. More to come after this short break. Make sure you stay well and stay tuned.